With Montana News, I'm Austin Amestoy. Crowds of thousands of Montanans gathered in protest against actions by President Donald Trump and billionaire advisor Elon Musk on Saturday. MTPR's Corin Cates Carney has more.
The so-called hands-off demonstrations in Montana were among those across the country that voiced anger over the Trump administration's actions to fire thousands of federal workers, shrink or eliminate government agencies, cut programs for healthcare, education, arts, public land management, and more. Rose Davis of Missoula says she's worried about her son and potential cuts to Medicaid. Her son is an organ transplant recipient.
If Ethan doesn't have his medications, he's going to die. And that's a fact. So as a parent, I am absolutely terrified about my son's future.
In Billings, Gene Gabriel says he's supporting his fellow veterans after the Trump administration announced it would cut tens of thousands of jobs at the VA.
I'm going to support my fellow veterans' rights and their capability of getting good care. There's a lot of things that in combat you see that you need help with. And, you take 80,000 people away, they aren't going to get that help. And by God, I'm going to fight till I don't have a breath in me for them.
A crowd filled the Capitol steps in Helena.
This land is your land.
Shiloh Corcoran works as a special education para at the local school district, and she's concerned about Native rights and public education funding.
When funds are cut, the first thing that goes is the kids with disabilities and those programs, and that's really scary for those kids, and I don't know what a lot of our families of kids with disabilities and the kids would do without public schools.
More than 1,200 hands-off rallies were reported across the country on Saturday. In Missoula, I'm Corin Cates Carney.
Montana Public Radio's Austin Amestoy and Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche contributed to this report. This is MTPR.